toll free. Take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to continue here and take your phone calls about what you want, then talk about Ebenezer Scrooge here in a few moments. But first, Daniel is on the line in Illinois. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark. Hello, Daniel. Daniel in Illinois, going once.
Really everything.
Hey, Daniel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say I agree with you on almost everything. Except I think you're completely wrong on immigration.
What's wrong with
freedom? And let me tell you why. Now, I listened to your debate with Alex Jones.
I'm sorry.
And
repeat that one more time. I didn't hear you.
I listened to your debate with Alex Jones on the Internet. And you guys are obviously very intelligent. And one thing you said that I want to pick up upon in saying why you're wrong is that you want, you know, you don't want to pay your taxes. You want to withdraw from the state.
They're not my taxes.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to do the same thing. But I think you would agree that the first step to do that would be to get populist support for a move towards liberty. And the fact is that Hispanic Americans and migrants especially are very supportive of big government. So,
how do you know
the
that?
American population.
How do you know that, sir?
Well, stats.
Stats?
You know,
the stats say that, in fact, that people that come to this country, and some of them, and many of them that come illegally, are really looking for freedom, that they are sick of the big government in their country oppressing them, and they don't want oppression.
Can I respond to that?
Well, I just want to I want to complete the statement here.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't doubt that many of them take free stuff from the government. I don't doubt it at all.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that doesn't change the fact that what they're really looking for is liberty.
So it doesn't matter that, like, Pew polls show that, you know, overwhelmingly Hispanics voted for Obama. Well, I know that you guys, and I join you in not liking the Republican Party, but the fact is that among Hispanic Americans that vote, they overwhelmingly vote for Democrats.
Right.
Who are obviously born into big government. That's all I'm saying.
I concur with you. It's
and
absolutely
so
true.
It's a simple
what would you
population.
Do?
If well, the population becomes
the
more...
Train?
Daniel.
Daniel? Okay. Daniel, when you vote in elections, do you mostly vote Republican or mostly vote Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. Now, if you were a Mexican, try to imagine you're a Mexican immigrant. Which party do you think hates you more?
Because Republicans don't want open borders.
I'm just I'm not asking why.
If I was a Hispanic,
look, there was a
my whole life would be different. But I don't. I wouldn't think Republicans hate me if I was smart. Because it's people. Well,
wow, you are really batting a thousand here tonight, dude.
My question is very simple. Here's two options. America in 2050 stays majority European, or it becomes majority minority. In which option is liberty going to have the brightest future? A or
I don't
B?
Think
not
either.
Even talking in the
I
right terms.
I don't think either. Currently, you have this
the demographics
European,
matter.
No. When you're talking about this ethnicity mix that you're talking about, America is moving down the list of fiscally free countries. So the idea that, you know, you're talking about maybe, government medical care or something like that, yeah, the Republicans aren't for that, but they want the biggest, most oppressive military in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the war in Afghanistan.
I know you
Iraq.
Don't. What do you think it's going to result in, though? It's going to result in people attacking this country more and more.
Maybe
there won't be a country in
politics.
2050. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is the Republicans' solution sucks as bad as the Democrats, just in a different way.
I don't agree that it's as bad, but I'm not debating
that.
Well,
you're just not paying attention.
I agree. I have big problems with the GOP. Okay.
Yeah, and you also apparently have big problems with people with darker skin pigmentation.
So you want to play the racism card?
That's what I've heard you saying here tonight.
No, I am.
You've been grouping people into groups based on their skin color or their nationality.
So we shouldn't. So what do you think?
Here's a radical idea.
You shouldn't advocate
for force being used against peaceful people. How about that?
Okay.
Regardless of what their skin color is or what plot of land they were.
We should let L.A. turn into Rio, so that the Democrats can win every election.
Maybe people like you shouldn't be so damn cowardly and obedient. And if Americans weren't such a bunch of obedient wimps and wouldn't go along with all the demands of the national health care or whatever else
like
it is you don't
do
like that they're throwing, you know, they're shoving down your throat, maybe then you'd actually have a chance at freedom. But if you think that you're going to have a chance at freedom by advocating for more control over people's lives, you are incorrect.
I know what you're saying, that borders is control over Mexicans' lives.
It's control over my life.
Argument, but can
it's control over my life, Daniel. That border works both ways.
Okay, I understand, though I don't think you're going to be trying to live in...
I don't want to live in a police state here, right now, and it's happening.
Let's step away from the demagoguing here for a second. I'm tired of my partner yelling, too. Now, here's the point I'd like to make. You can't stop illegal immigration. I don't care what you do.
You have a police state.
Unless you take this country and you drive a stake through the heart of liberty. Do you understand? The only way you can do it is piling arduous amounts of paperwork on small business people, doing house-to-house searches for illegal Mexicans hiding in the back room, doing stopping cars and searching them, asking people for their papers. Those are the only way that you're going to get from here to the land of white liberty.
Look, there is no all-good solution. Okay. Well, so I'm making a trade-off. I'm saying... Yeah, I'll deal with the borders, and if it gets
but
real
you're
bad
trading
in America,
off for me,
yeah,
Daniel.
I won't be able to
Daniel.
Escape through the southern border. But I'm willing to have a southern border if it means that the chances for the kind of liberty we want are going to increase.
Daniel, I'm all for that.
You did not answer my question clearly shows that you acknowledge Latinos vote. And you know the demographic
I told
change.
You, I believe that Latinos generally vote Democrat. And if I were a Latino, I would probably vote Democrat, too. Even if I was a smart Latino, but even though the dumb ones would vote Democrat or whatever it is you're saying, you had said that only dumb ones would think that Republicans hate them.
Well, I don't agree with
but the... Let me make this point, Daniel, is when you make this collectivist decision to pile up, either soldiers on the border or border patrol people and things like that, you don't make it for you. You make it for me.
Okay. How do I get away from... You advocate not paying taxes, right? Withdrawing from the state, right?
I advocate that, sure.
Okay. Erwin Schiff, he did the same thing with taxes, and I like him, and his son Peter is pretty good as a Republican. But he's in jail now, and I have family and friends. I don't want to go to jail. Have you figured out a way that I cannot pay taxes... not have to deal with...
Try not filing returns. Erwin Schiff filed returns. I mean, there's no guarantee here, dude. You can't just stop obeying the government and think that you're going to be A-OK.
But that's
process.
The solution you're advocating. And I'm saying, I don't want to go to
grow
jail.
Pear.
What?
Grow pear and quit advocating throwing other people in prison to make your perfect society. Look, man, I don't want to live in a police state. I don't want to live in your police state. No, thank you.
All right, so I shouldn't pay taxes? Are you saying that or no?
Well, that's what that's what my partner's advocating.
Right,
but he's not saying that you won't receive any kind of punishment for it. He does not know.
Okay.
There are 60 million Americans that don't pay taxes. Likely they wouldn't come after you. They're busy hunting down big fish. But what you should
stop
doing...
I don't
want to
take that risk. But
I don't do a damn thing.
Why don't you just sit at home and advocate that other people get thrown in prison so
they're
trying to come here?
That's what you're doing. Like you're advocating that other people get thrown in jail. Free people that simply wanted to make a living for their families.
Open borders is good for liberty.
Open borders is liberty.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay, Hispanic majority, I hope you like the dictatorship.
We already have one, dude. Good night. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, there's no bigotry there, no racism in what he was saying. 1-800-259-9231, you take control and bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there completely free. So do head there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Sean.
And Mark.
I want to apologize to Daniel. The guy that we had in the last segment, I think I lost my temper a little bit there, and it's just so frustrating for me listening to that, because I think that, you know, I can maybe see some of myself in that. Not that I was, you know, consider myself bigoted or anything like that in the past, but I did support immigration controls when I was a new person in the liberty world. I still, you know, it took me a little while to get that one. And so maybe I'm just frustrated because I hear a little bit of myself. It's just
often one of the things that people have the most difficult time letting go of when they get into the paradigm of liberty. Because, you know, it's an issue, right? Like there's illegal people coming into the country against the rules. They're accepting all kinds of welfare. It's bad enough having to pay for our bums. What the heck would we want to import bums for? You know, I understand where he's coming from, that there's this culture of socialism in Latin America. Certainly, just take a look at Che Guevara and the populist sort of socialist revolutions.
There's a culture of socialism here. Look around you. Look at the Communist Manifesto is like 8 out of 10 fully accomplished here in this country.
Yes, but it's cleaner, whiter socialism.
Well, that's
here.
Just it. It was accomplished by a bunch of white folk.
Right, but that's the way that you have to go about explaining it to Daniel. You can't just, bigot, you know, because that doesn't work. What he said did sound bigoted, but that's what I led him to say. You know, he said the things, I brought him to the point where he's saying on the radio, well, only the smart Mexicans, or only the dumb Mexicans hate the Republicans. You know, it shows him and everybody else the ludicrousness of that position. Yes, the black, you know, when the Republicans have unfortunately painted themselves into a corner. They could otherwise be the biggest, most inclusive party out there because their lies resonate with more people than the Democrats' lies do. But there's all kinds of factions of the Democrat Party, and you know, one of many is Latin Americans that can vote. Also, you know, blacks and that kind of thing. Republicans, they don't have a message for those people. They should, you know, I haven't met too many people in the Republican Party that would say that they were bigots, but. Or, you know, talk in that fashion. But the fact is the party doesn't have those people. And one has to ask oneself, why? Why is it? Why, you know, because the blacks vote for the Democrats to some extent because they know that Republicans, you know, that the KKK votes for the Republican Party. That's when you talk about the Mexicans. They vote for the Democrats because they know that Republicans are much bigger on the strong security. And that's their family that they're keeping out. The Republicans hate my family. Who do you think I'm going to vote for?
It's just so frustrating.
Right, and,
listening,
you know, it's the government's policy. These Republicans out there, and that's, you know, I'm sorry, that's where Dan falls, and you know, I tend to too. I don't vote in national elections because I find it so despicable generally, but. You know, it's these Republican policies throughout the years that have made Latin America the cesspool it is. No wonder they want to get out of there.
You mean like by going and taking U.S. helicopters and spraying their crops and destroying them in the name of the war on drugs, those kinds of policies?
That, don't forget NAFTA. You know, I mean, it's destroyed the local farmer in Mexico. Yeah, you've seen a lot more immigration since NAFTA. I wonder why. Now, that's not a solely Republican thing. That's a bipartisan thing. But the fact is the United States has made it, its policies have made it so that these people, they can't live where they're from. Well, what are they going to do? Of course you would come across the border. And you're going to criminalize behavior that you would do to support your family?
Yeah.
How can you look at that as compassionate? Yes, there's a problem in this country with the way that people can vote themselves more benefits. I concur with you. But that's a problem with the country. It's not a problem with free people wanting to seek work for themselves so they can support their families. That's a good thing. That's the sort of thing that we want in this country. And that's the sort of thing that built this country until the veil of socialism fell. What we need to do is we need to disembowel the monster that has grown up in Washington, D.C.
Well, apparently
he believes... Is it easier to incarcerate Mexicans to do that? Maybe so. But it shows what a coward the Republican Party is, a bunch of leeching cowards. The ones that aren't cowards are the politicians. They know what they're doing.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that the Republicans are cowards. I mean, you're right, Mark. They could be very, very popular. The message that they put out there when they're not elected is very popular.
Yeah, it's a popular lie.
It sounds like freedom. They use the terms, but they don't actually do anything about it when they get elected into office.
And I came from the Republican side of things.
Yeah,
Sean, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
I did.
They could show compassion to others from other parts of the world and gain tremendous amounts of support and work towards actually achieving liberty. Like, even though Daniel seemed to believe on one hand that there were problems with the Republican Party, clearly was partisan toward them, and the idea that the Democrats are going to lead this country to tyranny, but the Republicans are going to save it, there's just no evidence to back that statement up. I mean, the Republicans grow the government as fast as or faster than the Democrats do.
Right, and you can't, and you when you have an inconsistent, consistency is morality. Morality lives in the heart of consistency. So when you have your message that's consistent on the points of liberty, until you get to the idea of free people being able to cross imaginary lines in the sand freely, well, then people see the immorality in your message because you're not consistent. You know in your heart that you need to be consistent if you want to have a moral message.
But he's scared.
Well, I understand. I get it. It's not the easiest scenario. It's what happens if you just open the borders up? I understand that there's going to be difficulties, but there's difficulties in keeping it closed, trying to close your fist tight around it. Look at what's happened. Look at the roving checkpoints within 100 miles of the Mexican and Canadian borders. You don't think that's a problem?
Well, what happens if his worst fears come to pass? We wind up with a Hispanic majority in the United States. I'm sorry, in another 5 or 10 generations, you're not going to be able to tell one race in the United States from another.
I don't know what's going to happen with races. I think that there's sort of an old idea that people don't know what they are until they. I basically ended up finding out genetics on my own side, and I had no idea. It's surprise, surprise, I'm part Oriental. I mean, you don't know these things. Your race is what you self-identify as. And if you want some other ethnicity, people from a different country to like your political party, you better open your arms up to them.
Everything that he was saying...
Why do the black people hate us in the KKK? Well, no wonder.
Everything he was saying was based on fear. I mean, he admitted that he doesn't want to stop paying taxes because he's afraid of what they might do to him. Now, as you pointed out, Mark, odds are good. You know, with the millions of people that don't pay, they wouldn't go after him. But nonetheless, there is always that chance, that possibility. And he's afraid that people of Hispanic origin are going to come here and use the system to take control and to, you know, raise taxes and increase tyranny, and that he'll just have to go along with it because he's so, you know, he's so afraid to do anything in the realm of saying no to the government. I mean, if people really wanted to stop welfare, they'd stop paying into it. If they were really serious about it. But they're not. They love their system so much. And they love the chance, the idea that they could be in control someday. That one day everyone would bend to their will if they could just, you know, manipulate things correctly. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can become part of the Shrine of Female Listeners. If you're a lady listener, you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to get the details on how to do that. And if you're not a lady listener, or you don't want to become part of the Shrine, you can just go to shrine.freetalklive.com to have a look-see at it. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
How does Cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a conference on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and a lot more activities. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy, but you have to reserve it because it's very likely to go up. Also, this boat isn't going to be all Liberty folks. There's other people that are buying these berths up, too, so you don't want to miss out. You don't have to pay the whole thing up front, but you have to put a couple hundred dollars down at cruise.freetalklive.com. It's cruise.freetalklive.com, and you know, Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand, they're scheduled. They're going to be there, as am I.
So, we're going to continue with your phone calls, and you can bring up anything. Kevin is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I'm the one who wrote in about the parking ticket that I put the profanity on.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, and then the judge called you up and told you that you needed to apologize or else.
Yes, he said, you want to do this the easy way or the hard way. So I had my court trial date yesterday, and obviously I'm not in jail right now. Do you want to hear the story? Or,
sure do. I want to know what happens when a man writes F-U on a parking ticket and sends it in and then takes that case to court, I assume with the same judge who called and asked for an apology. Please tell me.
It was actually a different judge.
Okay.
I think. Well, all right. So after I emailed you guys, I emailed the ACLU, the American Civil Liberty people.
Uh huh.
They responded back saying they can't represent me on this specific case because it's a parking ticket, but they cited a case that was very similar that I could use kind of in my defense with somebody who wrote F the draft on their clothing, and they appeared in court wearing that, and they were tried for that, but it was upheld that the First and 14th Amendment covered the right to do that, and that it wasn't considered, public disruption or something like that. So I had that in my back pocket that I was feeling kind of confident about. But so I get to court at 9 a.m., which is my, my letter said show up at 9 a.m. And you first go into this first room where they call in like 100 people, and then there's like five podiums with different people up there negotiating down your ticket. So you just show up and you say, hey, I'm here for this. And they say, okay, well, we'll reduce it down to this, or we can take it to trial.
Mm-hmm.
So I got called up once. The woman says to me, it looks like this is going straight to trial. Why is that? And I said, well, I probably pissed off a couple of people with what I wrote. And she said, what'd you write? And she's flipping through, I guess, my file or something. And she said, oh, yeah, that'll piss some people off. So she said, all right, well, have a seat. So I get called up again by another guy, and he says, do you think that was appropriate? And I said, maybe not. And he said, all right, have a seat. Wait for the judge. So groups of 10 people are getting called at a time to go into courtrooms, and then an hour and a half later, I get called in by one guy to go to a single room. So this one guy who takes me into the room, there's a judge, a stenographer, and this guy who brought me in, and he reads out my charge. He says there's an add-on to my parking ticket. So I assume that means that whatever else they're upset about that I did. So the judge says, why'd you do that? I said, well, I was frustrated, and I felt no other way to, express my frustration than to do that. And he says, well, maybe you'd like to spend a couple of nights in jail, think about what you did for contempt of court and for ruining the lives of the people who read your mail. Ruining the lives of the people who read my mail.
Well, because bureaucrats have never heard the F word before.
Right, or used it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so he was
if you could show me somebody, you'd have to prove it to me, but you can show me somebody that has never used the F-bomb in their life, then, maybe you might be able to convince me that somehow their sensibilities have been upset.
Show you who meet that qualification are under 6 months old, Mark.
Yeah. My son has not said the F-word.
So I was holding this piece of paper that I printed out of this court case that the ACLU had sent me just as like a last resort, like a last ditch attempt. But I didn't have to use it because I said, no, I wouldn't like that. So then the guy who was reading out the charges reads a statement from the officer who wrote the parking ticket, who said, I write multiple parking tickets a day, and I don't specifically remember writing this one. So the judge looks at me and says, case dismissed. And I said, that's it? He said, get out of here. I said, okay.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, there's no repercussions. I didn't have to pay the ticket. I didn't go to jail. The semi-threat from the first judge who called me, obviously fell through. I think they know there's nothing they can really hold me on. They're cursing for that. I don't think there's really contempt of court.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
Well, no, if it was contempt, they would have gone ahead and hit you with contempt.
Well, maybe they would have, but what I wouldn't say is to the right state in the judge's face is, you can't get me for contempt. That's not contempt of court.
Right. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There are ways to go about these things. And in retrospect, would you recommend for our listeners to write a big old F-bomb right there on their traffic ticket and send it in, or do you think there are better ways to handle it?
It probably wasn't worth it. Also, after I told my friends this, just listening to you guys, I decided not to pay my, my yearly taxes. So they're like, they're going to dig up some stuff on you that you haven't paid. This is going to turn into a much bigger problem for you than you anticipated. I was like, you're right, that could really suck. But none of that came up. I guess they didn't do any deeper research into who I am. I guess I'm not that big of an issue, but
yeah, I don't think
not worth it.
Yeah, I don't think the local yokels are going to be digging up your tax info based on you writing something naughty on their traffic ticket.
Yeah, it's probably not worth it. There's nothing to gain, obviously, other than pissing people off, and it probably is just, luck of the draw who's going to try and do what to you and what mood the judge is in. So yeah. I definitely got away lucky on this one. But
congratulations.
I want to update you guys.
That's amazing.
Thanks
for the update. But I understand the frustration. I understand why somebody would want to do that. And there's certainly no shortage of stories out there of angry people. I mean, there was just some guy who shot up a school board meeting. I think it was yesterday morning. There was news about it, I think, yesterday morning. And, some people, they get pushed and they do things they later on would regret. They look back on and would say, had I thought a little further, maybe I wouldn't have done that. And I've been angry, and I know what it's like. And I think that it was moving here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project that helped change that for me, because I was, then for the very first time around a community of like-minded people who understand what liberty is. I was in court just this week. There were a couple of our friends that were charged with open container violations, and they had gone to court. And there were probably a good dozen or so liberty activists in there, and on a Wednesday morning at 10 in the morning, and sitting there for a good solid hour waiting through all the different arraignments that were happening there, or the whatever the cases were that they had that morning, before they finally cleared out 90% of the people out of the courtroom and then took the liberty activists up for their trials. So that way, hardly anybody normal would see what was going to transpire. And it's just nice having people willing to back you up. It's nice having a community of people that you can call your friends and your associates that actually understand what freedom is. And I think for me, it reduced that anger factor to the point where it completely mostly turned it around. It still bubbles up from time to time, but I'm aware of it.
It's difficult, but this is a... our ideas, the ideas of liberty, are not ones that pervade all of society. We're looking to change hearts and minds. We're not looking to win elections. We're not looking to, do all the things that people in other political parties. These aren't even really political ideas. They're moral ideas. We're looking to do more. It's really closer to a religious revival than it is some kind of political struggle. And...
You are a cult member.
I'm only drawing comparisons. I'm not claiming that there's a God in the middle of all this. Although, if there is a God, I think he's on our side. He believes in the ideas of peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. But you're not going to convince anybody of those ideas by being outraged and yelling at them and pointing at them and spitting out of your mouth.
Kevin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
There are 5 things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the 5 steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World. WHEY.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so head over there, enjoy those on us. If you like this program and you want to help Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and you can do it for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options available too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned a moment ago that I got away from the whole anger at the bureaucrats mentality back when I moved here to New Hampshire. It wasn't immediate when I moved here. I still had it for a while.
Well, I still have it. I'm just working on it every day, and I have a lot more success than I did in Florida, where there was just no hope for the ideas of liberty.
And I moved here in 2006 with you, Mark, and it was probably in sometime in the year 2007 or maybe a little later on in 2007 or so when I really started to make significant strides in that direction. Yeah. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I'm here with other great people like you, Sean. You've completed your first year in New Hampshire at this point.
Yep, I have.
And having moved up, I believe, early December of last year, is that right?
Yeah, last year.
So how have you changed in the last year?
I've certainly become more peaceful, as you said. A couple years ago, I was a neocon. I was behind the wars for the most part. I thought they were being pursued poorly, but needed to be pursued anyway. And now I just want everybody over there brought home, all both Iraq and Afghanistan, whatever troops we've got in other countries. I know we've got like 800 bases in 170 countries or something.
Well, they have the bases. I don't have them.
The United States government has them.
Yeah.
It's not part of me either. And
what else has changed for you? I mean, from where you were. You were in North Carolina a year ago, and now you're here.
I was, and I see a lot more opportunity for liberty around here. I have become less angry. There's still things that'll make me angry, and it's generally been a good move. I'm glad I'm here.
What about the social opportunities? For me, that was a big change. Like, I used to spend a lot of time in my house down in Florida and very little outside. Now I'm pretty much going places and doing things every single week, multiple times a week.
Yeah, definitely. I'm out of the house going to social events and such a whole lot more now than I ever was in North Carolina all my life, really.
And we're going to see more of more growth in social occasions, more growth in activist opportunities as people continue to come here to get to know one another. There's a family's event that's going on this weekend. I don't know, Mark, if you're going to be able to make it out. You get ready for a trip.
Yeah, we're departing.
Because you're leaving next week. We'll be having our wonderful co-host filling in for you. And but the Monadnock Families for Liberty is a relatively new group that has gotten together maybe just a couple of times, and they're doing it again this weekend. And so it's great to see the social opportunities expanding beyond just the the karaoke, getting together and having some beers together, and actually get some families together and do things for the kids and that kind of thing. So we're seeing just continued growth, moving up, more opportunities to do more stuff and more interesting personalities moving here all the time as a part of the Free State Project. And you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it, to get signed up and to join the fun up here. freestateproject.org. As we continue with Jason, speaking of North Carolina, he's still there. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to philosophize just a little bit about the concept of torture, especially with regard to the way Bradley Manning's being treated.
Okay.
I know that people in the Liberty Movement are very conscious when they're talking about dichotomies of shifting the discussion to dichotomies of liberty versus tyranny, as opposed to nonsense dichotomies like left-right and a whole bunch of other stuff that doesn't actually provide for constructive dialogue. And I'm concerned about the dichotomy that I think most people in society have between what you might call torture, inhumane punishments, punishments that supposedly we're not supposed to do, and humane punishments, punishments that are not cruel and unusual, they've become accepted. I would certainly agree with the assessment that solitary confinement and probably everything else that Bradley Manning's been subjected to is torture in the usual definition. But I'm concerned about that dichotomy because I think the line in between is a bit subjective. Different people might respond to solitary confinement in different ways. As was pointed out earlier, some people might like it. They're probably a very small minority, very, very small minority of the population.
I would imagine you're right about that.
Some people, very small. Some people might like having their fingers lopped off with 10 snips, too.
Right. But at the end of the day, it's still a subjective dichotomy. I think there's a much more objective dichotomy that could be drawn, which is not between humane and inhumane punishments, but between retributive and compensatory punishments. A compensatory punishment is one that's used to make up for a loss that was suffered by a victim. Like if somebody steals $1,000 from me, in a compensatory justice system, I can go get $1,000 back from them.
Sure. Or no,
you'd be compensated.
Right. You would want to get $1,000 plus a certain amount for your lost time and efforts and frustration.
Right.
Collections isn't free.
Yeah. But if I threw them in jail, that would be retributive. It would have this sense of, you did something bad, now I can go and make you feel bad about it, and then you won't want to do it anymore, which might have some deterrent effect, but I really don't think that it has any applicability in the situation with Bradley Manning, because I don't think that, you know, what they're doing to him would have a deterrent effect. He obviously leaked these cables, understanding that he might get in trouble, or leaked these documents, understanding that he might get in trouble. And I don't like the whole idea of retributive justice. I think it's without moral grounding. I think that in a free society,
two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In a free society, you don't punish people who do bad things. You get back what's yours and protect yourself and make yourself whole again. And in this case, if Bradley Manning is going to be punished, somebody's got to show me that he has hurt someone and he's somehow making up for that. Nothing about him being in solitary confinement is making up for anything that he might or might not have done.
Absolutely
it's
right.
It's not repairing anything. It's not compensating for anything. So that would be my main objection to what's going on, not just that it's inhumane, but that it's not making any situation any better at all.
You really absolutely correct in what you're saying. Of course, the U.S. federal government would likely say that, you know, what he's done has hurt us irrevocably, has harmed us, irreparably has harmed us, and that, you know, we can't even put a price tag on that.
The worst thing,
right, and that's a terrifying idea, that you can hurt somebody in a way that they can't define, but they'll punish you for it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing you can say Bradley Manning has done and have any certainty of is he is guilty of breach of contract in the form of his agreement not to disclose whatever it was the U.S. government let him know that he then later leaked.
And is that contract even valid in the first place? Because
the
remember,
contract was to defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. If he felt that the enemies were domestic, one could very well make the argument that the highest, his highest calling was to defend the Constitution, and that he felt that the enemies to the Constitution were his superiors and the people running the government. So I agree with you, Sean. You're saying that the only thing that he could be that one could accurately describe is breach of contract that he has done. I agree with you. However, I think that there's an out on even that.
Oh, I didn't say it was a solid case. I took an oath once to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And one of these days, somebody's going to go to the National Archives and threaten that piece of paper, and I'm going to have to stop them.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Jason?
And one more thing real quick. Outlaw Hot Dogs, I went to Steve Pruner's sort of trial last week, and basically the justice was served very swiftly, which is to say that they scheduled it on the wrong day, and they've rescheduled it for next month.
Okay.
So that was that, but he has served them with three different motions to dismiss and is filing a federal lawsuit for abuse of his civil rights.
I appreciate that.
And he's still selling hot dogs. So
that's awesome. This guy is a hero. Steve Pruner from Outlaw Hot Dogs down there in Durham, North Carolina, getting out there and selling people food without a permit, not begging for permission, and continuing even after he's been arrested a couple of times. They actually stole his cart from him once, and he's still out there doing it. How many people showed up to support him at this trial?
We were only able to get a couple people out just because it was the middle of the workday.
Yeah.
And actually, he has gotten his permits now, but he's continuing all of the lawsuits that he was involved in before then. The city of Durham still wants to get him for having done this before, and he's still suing them. So
keep us in the loop, Jason.
Now.
I appreciate the info and the continued updates. Definitely appreciate it, because the mainstream media, you can better believe, isn't following that case like the people that love liberty are. More coming up here tonight. Hour 3 is next. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.